Back here at 810 on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday edition of the program. Happy to have in studio with us a couple of guests from Coffeyville Community College. We have joining us Pam Fear and Garrett Francis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you on here. So a little highlight on some goings-on on CCC. And you all work a little bit there in the office doing some kind of events and student enrollment, all that sort of good stuff. So good to highlight what you folks do. And I know you're gearing up for a upcoming junior-senior day.
Yes, junior-senior day is November 9th. And we're planning to have, we're on track to have, I think, over 200 students mm-hmm. on campus. So we're excited about that to show off what we have to offer at Coffeyville Community College.
Oh, that's great. So what are some of the things that prospective students can do at a junior-senior day?
So we'll be giving away prizes. A lot of our team members at the school will be giving tours and everything like that. And then we'll also be giving them lunch, and they'll be able to talk to all of our programs from our tech school to teachers on the main campus and stuff like that, and then our sports programs as well. So it'll be pretty cool.
No, that is great.
Yeah, they get an opportunity to eat lunch in the cafeteria on campus and tour campus, and we just kind of want to give them a little window of what it's like to be a Red Raven when they choose to come on campus. And we're going to be able to also do admissions that day, so they can see what opportunities that there are for different programs that they can enroll in. So I think it'll be a good time.
Oh, absolutely. And I remember, when I was going to college and being able to go to it was a senior day that, I went to, and just to be able to experience a little bit of taste of that. A lot of the high school students, many of them never been on any, unless they had maybe some sort of seminar or camp or something like mm-hmm. that, a lot of them never been on a college campus before. So that is definitely a unique experience. And if someone is interested in getting on board and signing up for this, is there still time to get on the list?
Absolutely. We won't turn anyone away. We have a registration process that's on our website. And if I think it's one of the first things that pop up when mm-hmm. you go to our website right now. And so just fill out the registration form, and then we'll get them added.
Well, and how many of these do you do a year? Is this just one kind of our junior-senior day, or do you do a couple of these throughout the year? How does that work?
So we just have one junior-senior day, but students can come to campus and take a tour whenever they want. Garrett's happy to give them a tour, and there's also a form on our website that they can fill out and request a tour to come on campus, and we can arrange that. And Garrett, you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Sure, yeah. So I'm, as the recruiter, I kind of give tours and things like that all the time. I kind of challenge kids to go check stuff out because that's what's the worst thing that's going to happen. You decide you don't want to go there, right? And I see myself more as a guide than just a recruiter to Coffeyville Community College. I want to help them with their lives, not just my life, I guess. Yep. So.
Well, sure. And it's all about, gathering information and seeing if the school might be a good fit for you. Because, mm-hmm. I ended up going to K-State, but I checked out WSU and Oklahoma State. And, I just went around to different colleges to see, you really get a feel. Mm-hmm. That's what I see. You feel the atmosphere and environment. And, just from the time that I've spent on campus, I think it's very positive.
Yeah.
But that's one of those things that you can look on a school website all day long, mm-hmm. but it's not until you set foot, in my experience, that you really feel it.
I call it catching a vibe. So come check it out. If you guys want a tour, you can email us at recruiting@coffeyville.edu, and then I'll set it up with you. I'll get you on the schedule. So.
No, and that is great. I know you guys continue to expand so many of your programs. Even on the technical side, we've been talking here on the program about, hey, if you want to go into, one of these trades, you're set for life pretty much in so many cases because there's so much in demand.
For sure, yeah.
And I think that's one of the really good things about junior-senior day is all of those programs are all in one room, and you can just browse through all of them, then talk to everyone there and pick up some information, some brochures. you know, have some one-on-one conversations. But even if they can't come to Junior Senior Day, we welcome them to come, you know, register for a tour with Garrett, because he can make those arrangements if they know what they're mm-hmm. interested in, you know, and have conversations. He can bring him through to talk to advisors, you know, where we do our degree planning, and have some conversations, you know, about what they might be interested in and the path that they would want to take.
Well, sure. I mean, even if a prospective student's going to be coming to this event, then maybe they want to go in a little more in depth on maybe a particular program they think they might be interested. I know you can arrange that too, right?
For sure. Yeah. So we'll get them in front of directors of all of our programs, theater, choir, our art program, everything. So they kind of get a real feel for everything that's going on at the school, and then they get to walk around campus and everything and be around other students. So it's just a really cool thing.
And the prizes are a benefit as well.
There you go.
Hey, absolutely. So how long have you both of you been at the CCCN?
So I've been here for 3 years. I was a student here for 2 years back in 2015, 2016. I played baseball here. And then I came back to coach baseball 3 years ago. So I coached for 2 years, and now I'm doing the recruiting thing and helping a little bit when I can with baseball. So, yeah.
I've been at Coffeyville Community College for over 20 years, about 26 years, 27 years. I started at the Coffeyville, or at the Southeast Kansas Technical campus, and then when we merged with the CCC, I came there. But I did most of my time in financial aid, and now I'm on the enrollment side, and I really enjoy that part of it. Yes, student success and enrollment advising.
Well, that is great. It's such a really, you know, unique opportunity to have right here. And I encourage anyone listening, I mean, even if you're not a student, I mean, you got a great campus. I enjoyed helping a little bit move-in day here not too long ago. And just being able to spend a little more time on campus was really cool. And it's something, you know, a lot of us, day to day, we don't get on the campus. But, you know, there is a lot of great resources. And I know you got Raven Holiday that's not too far away. So another chance for the community to check things out.
Right. Enrollment is November 13th. And Raven Holiday is November 17th. So we've got a lot of things coming up. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So one more time for the folks who just tuned in. There's Junior Senior Day coming up. What are the dates, and how can people get signed up?
November 9th, and you can go to our website and find the registration form and more information about that.
Perfect. We'll help you get lots of students out there. It's going to be a great time. Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners here this morning?
I don't have anything. So
We welcome people on our campus. I think we've got a lot of really great things going on right now, so come check us out.
Excellent. Well, Pam, Gary, it's been a great time having you here, and I look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All righty. Thank you so much. And we have more coming up here on the Mighty 690, including Open Line here in just a few minutes on KGGF.